told you niggas 9-10 times, stop fucking with me.
He called me and he said, yo man, Jay-Z wanna hear beats. Put Young Goo on the phone and Young Goo said, man, I'm a fan of Little Brother and I love your beats. You know, can you get to New York to play beats with Jay?
Knife wonder, put that knife in you. Take a little bit of life from you. Am I frightening you? Shall I continue?
I got to New York and I played 29 beats for him. That was a Saturday when I played beats for him. And I came back that Monday. And when I came back, you know, he said, I'm doing a song called Threat.
Blow this like a trumpet, you dumb shit.
And he's like, can you do anything with this sample? And it was a woman's threat, Mara Kelly. And I was like, yeah, you know. He's like, well, I'll be back in 25 minutes. So I had like that much time to work. Seemed like he had been sitting on that idea for a long time, but didn't have the right person to do it.
What you think I'm gonna be? What? Rehabilitated, man, I still feel hatred. I'm young.
It was a definitely put on the spot type thing. You know what I mean? Like, it could have made me or broke me. Just, you know, like, kid, you're not really made for this. And not only that, it was, you know, people, Clark Kent was in there, Just Blazes in and out, Freeway was in and out. Said Entertainer talked on my track at the beginning. What's up with this threat? Said Entertainer. So he was in and out. People have to understand he did the Black Album in a month. He was already done with What More Can I Say and Change Clothes and Allure and December 4th and Encore and Lucifer. These are the records he was done with. So he let me hear those before I did mine. You know, it was just the ultimate just put on the spot thing. So I just put myself back home. You know, I just sat myself out the place and say, you know, just do what you've been doing. And so I made the beat in about 20 minutes. And he came back, he put the headphones on, he said, yeah, that's it, throw it on the board. So we threw it on the board and he went in the booth. And Young Goo and I were sitting beside each other in front of the SSL board, the long track board. And he started the song saying all these nines and he said, Knife Wonder. And I was like, oh man, like this is unreal.
Knife Wonder.
And the thing he kept saying to me was, after I was playing beats for him, even that Saturday, and even that Monday, he was like, I have to find a... Because his album was about making sense, picking producers that was going to make sense. And how can I fit this dude with this sound that I don't have yet? How can I fit in him here to make sense? And just from that, man, it's just, you know, it's the whole genius of it. And all I had to do was execute. And he just kept saying, yo, you ready to be a part of history? You ready to be a part of history? And him saying that time, he's like, man, you ready to make history, Knife? You ready to make history? I'm like, yeah, man, all right, history, whatever you say. You know what I mean? And that's how it came about. As long as I live, you know, even when I'm gone, nobody will never be able to take that away from me.